Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Voice of Indie. Your hosts today are Beam Weeks, author, producer, and marketing monster for independent multimedia publisher Fresh Ink Group, and Stephen Gies, author, producer, composer, and publisher for Fresh Ink Group.
And good evening. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Voice of Indie podcast. This is episode number 148, by the way. We're getting close to 150 of these wonderful things. So we'll do something on that 150th. I don't know, maybe blow up a balloon or something. I am your host, Beam Weeks, and with me, as usual, and Mr. Limbo tonight. Just got in under the wire, Mr. Stephen Gies. Welcome, Stephen. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm all right. I was driving like crazy. Google Maps said I had 4 minutes to spare. I turned it into 10. I'm not going to explain how. I just came from Huntsville. I just spent a couple hours with the former mayor of Huntsville, Loretta Spencer. She did three terms before the current mayor, Tommy Battle, and she's writing a memoir, which is almost ready to go, and she wants to set the record straight about who actually accomplished what. So there's going to be a little bit of a little bit of controversy, a little bit of noise making, a little bit of posturing. That's our kind of book. So we're looking forward to working on that. How's it up in your neck of the woods?
It was hit 90 degrees today, sunny and just a little hot, but beautiful day though. No complaints up here.
All right. Well, we've got a bunch of books out, and one written by today's guest is Daddy Yo-Yo and the Legendary Marble Tournament. It is now in pre-sale for a June 16th release. Most of the retailers have all of the editions showing. I haven't checked Amazon again today, but Amazon, we were having trouble getting the print editions to show. I'll check that here in a second. But
I believe Daddy they're Yo-Yo, both showing.
All right, Daddy Yo-Yo and the Legendary Marble Tournament. Order your copy now. You can pre-sale order the ebooks or the print books, and they will be delivered to you on June 16th.
Yeah. Another thing we're doing, this is our first dabble into the Kindle Fellow program, and we've got George Dismukes' latest, Paradise My Prison, on Vella. We are currently at 5 episodes. It's the first 5 chapters are up there. The first 3 you can read for free. And after that, you buy some tokens. It's for a tiny little fee. You can unlock the other episodes and read along, and you can read this book before it's released. And it's a really cool book. I've been reading along on that, following it, and I highly recommend it. George is a talented writer, and this story is really cool. So get over there and check that out on Amazon Kindle Vella. Just go over to Amazon, type in Paradise My Prison, and it will pop up, and you can check out all those episodes. And if you want to participate in tonight's episode of the Voice of Indie podcast, which we've got a whole bunch of callers already lined up, you can join the line as well. And here is how.
Call 516-453-9902 right now with your questions or comments for tonight's guest. Or post a note on Twitter with hashtag Fresh Ink Group in the body of the tweet and we'll read it on air. That's 516-453-9902 or hashtag Fresh Ink Group on Twitter.
All right. I'm looking at Daddy Yo-Yo and the Legendary Marble Tournament on Amazon. All 3 editions are for sale there, but the hardcover cover is not showing yet. So we're almost there. A little bit of luck, that'll pop up in the next day or two. But you can see what the cover looks like on any of the editions. So if you're looking at the hardcover, don't be put off by that. I want to mention one other thing, too. There was an early edition of this book that was just called Daddy Yo-Yo and the Marble Tournament that was published by somebody whose scruples could easily be called into question more than a decade ago, and apparently pirated that book. So there are still copies out of that early edition out there being sold by somebody who does not own the rights to it. So if you go looking for this book, Daddy Yo-Yo and the Legendary Marble Tournament, and look for the 2023 edition published by Fresh Ink Group. And if you run across that other version, walk away from it. Don't pay those people for being thieves. So that's Daddy Yo-Yo and the Legendary Marble Tournament.
Yeah. That's
now,
yeah, you got make sure it's the Fresh Ink Group one.
Yeah. Now, we've got another book that's just been released. It is now in pre-sale for a June 6th release date, and that is The Chair, Volume 3, Chapters 6, 7, and 8, or is it 7, 8, and 9? I think it's 7, 8, and 9. But that's the third volume in The Chair series by Robert McKenzie that is now out for pre-sale for a June 6th release.
All right. We also have As We Remember by Najma Thomas. This is a wonderful historical look at and celebration of the Women's Relief Corps of Beaufort, South Carolina. This is got loaded with pictures and historical accounts and just a fantastic book. Get over there and grab a copy. How to Paint an American by Andrew McGregor is out now, and this one's doing quite well. So I think Andrew's got himself a hit on his hands. This is a novel about a man who traveled from Eastern Europe and settles in the United States, and he travels around trying to figure out what it means to be an American and how he can fit in and where he can fit in. And it's a fantastic novel. So How to Paint an American by Andrew McGregor.
Yeah, and I see over on Twitter, Verwayne Greenhoe just posted, I was just going to post that Chapter 5 is now available. That's Paradise My Prison, the Kindle Vella edition. Chapter 5 is now available. Get out there and check it out.
I checked it out this morning.
Speaking of republishing early editions, we are working on republishing the Star Child Trilogy by Robert G. Willis-Croft. It's a great classic, now getting to be classic science fiction series, and in this, he introduced the slingshot, an innovative new way to launch spaceships into space. So there's some cool modern technology in the science fiction in this series, too, that is still holding up to this day. So check that out. That's Star Child Trilogy by Robert G. Willis-Croft. We're looking for the next month or two having all three editions out.
All right. And listeners, you may remember we had Cheryl Carpinello on the program here a few months back, and we ended up coming to a deal to produce her an audiobook for her Young Knights book. So we are currently working on that. I got the first, I think it's the first two chapters in, and for the audio voiceover, we got Ethan Drew. This is a young actor who's doing the movie with Christopher Lloyd, and big things for this kid and young man. Shouldn't say kid. He's a young man. Big things for him. And he did our Ellie Collins, Mad Max and Sweet Sarah, book three of the Greek mythology series that Ellie wrote. He did that third book. And this kid is, this young man has got a talent for doing these voiceovers and very entertaining. And keep your eyes and ears on the newsletter because we'll be giving you updates on this, the Young Knights audiobook. We do all kinds of cool stuff with our audiobooks. There are sound effects. There's music for the scene breaks and chapter music for the beginning of the chapter and just a lot of cool stuff. If you're not subscribed to our newsletter, why aren't you? Here's how you can do that.
Stay on top of these podcasts and all things Fresh Ink Group with our weekly digital newsletter. New releases, videos, stories, excerpts, interviews, and more. Sign up now on the homepage of FreshInkGroup.com and be the one who knows what's what.
What?
All right, so let's take a quick look at the top 25 print bestsellers for Fresh Ink Group this week. And if your name happens to be Jerry Pate, I got some bad news for you. Submariner has fallen out of not the top 5, but the top 25. It's not even in our top 25 this week. So, and it's still selling well at the retailers. So what that tells us is that they're feeling well stocked at places like Amazon, that they've got enough copies to cover the immediate demand. So we expect to see sales for that picking up again once those stocks start to go down. But in the meantime, let's look at the top 25 this week. In reverse order, at 25, Redemption, A Father's Fatal Decision by Gwen M. Plano. That's a standalone thriller that she wrote after her three-part trilogy thriller series, which we'll get to in a second because they're in the top 25. In the 24th slot, Operation Whiteout, A Mac McDowell Mission, the paperback edition. This is by Robert G. Willis-Croft. That's one of the most recent of the four Mac McDowell Mission books in his Mac McDowell Submarine Cold War thriller series. At number 23, The Chair, Volume 3. It is 7, 8, and 9. That's the book we just announced is in pre-sale. It's already getting enough orders that it's cracked our top 25 list. We're up to Operation Whiteout again, this time the hardcover. And the hardcover is outselling the paperback on this book. So that's a little bit unusual with novels, but we're seeing it a lot more lately. Shipwrecked and Rescued, The City of Bangor by Larry Jorgensen is next up, and that's the hardcover edition. We're going to find the softcover edition way up near the top of this list. Next up, Sassy Uncovers Peter Allen's Secret by B.A. Johnson. That's the second book in the Sassy series. The first one is Sassy Discovers the AME Church. This is an illustrated chapter book for young people to learn about the AME Church and the history. Next, The High Road, Memories from a Long Trip by Mark Herndon. He and his wife, country singer Leah Seawright, have big things happening this next week in South Carolina, and she's going to be releasing a new song, getting ready to launch a new album. Lots of fun things happening. So if you're a Mark Herndon fan, a Leah Seawright fan, or just an Alabama fan, or you just like the behind-the-scenes stories about the music industry and being a superstar and traveling the world to sold-out arenas and whatnot, that's The High Road. Memories from a Long Trip by former Alabama drummer Mark Herndon. Operation Icebreaker, A Mac McDowell Mission. That's the third or second. Man, I need to really learn the order of these. Arctic Sting and Icebreaker are the second and third, and I got to think for a minute about what the order is. But that's next on the list, and then above that is another Robert G. Willis-Croft, The Daedalus Files. That's all four Daedalus novellas collected into one omnibus edition. Above that, Operation Arctic Sting, A Mac McDowell Mission by Robert G. Willis-Croft. So congratulations, Robert. You got three books in a row here. Next up, Hello Chattanooga. Famous people who have visited the Tennessee Valley. You got an opinion about that book, Bean?
Yeah, it's an excellent book. It's really cool. It's a who's who of the entertainment and sports and vaudeville circuits, and they all came through Chattanooga, and it's get loaded with pictures. It's worth owning if you're into historical performances. And it's, like I said, it's a who's who from the early 1900s to recent years. Grab a copy.
Yeah, now the author of that, David Carroll, is the NBC affiliate nightly news anchor. So if you're anywhere near the Chattanooga area, you're probably used to seeing him on the news every night. He wrote a book that was about the media in Chattanooga, and that was published by Acadia. Then he wrote Volunteer Bama Dog, which Fresh Ink Group published. His third book, Hello Chattanooga, is the one that's on the list right here that Dean's talking about. I had a meeting with him today, and we're getting ready to publish his fourth book. So we're excited about that. David mm-hmm. Carroll's got a new book, and this is a collection of humor, Southern humor, that he has been working on for many years. Now, above that, we're back to the Daedalus Files again, and again, the hardcover is outselling the softcover. This is not something we're used to, but we'll take it, and we'll take it gladly. So the Daedalus Files, Seals Winged Insertion Command, SWIC, by Robert G. Willis-Croft, next up on the list. Daisy Bold and Beautiful by Ellie Collins. The print edition of that is crept into our list, and this is the first time we've seen it on the list for a while. So go Ellie. That's the first book in her three-book series of Greek mythology. And basically, it's the stories of teenagers who managed to find a way to talk with or communicate or get some advice from mythical Greek gods. Next, The Culmination, A New Beginning. That's the third book in Gwen M. Plano's thriller series that I mentioned earlier. Next up above that is The Choice, which is the second book in the same series. The first book in that series, The Contract, Gwen wrote with John W. Howell, one of our favorite authors and a friend of the show. And at any rate, those two editions are next up on the list. Above that, we've got Into Autumn, A Story of Survival by Larry Landgraf. That's a first book in his four-book series about a dystopian future when things kind of get bad and there ain't no government no more. American Agony, The Opioid War Against Patients in Pain by Dr. Helen Burrell. A little bit of luck, we might hear from Dr. Burrell tonight. I see she's got some things posted on Twitter for us. Next, hardcover edition of How to Paint an American. So this is an example where the hardcover is not outselling the soft, but it's selling well enough to be in our top 10. So who's going to argue with that? Now, we've mentioned so far three of the four Mac McDowell Mission series. The first book in that series, Operation Ivy Bells, A Mac McDowell Mission by Robert G. Willescroft, paperback edition, has jumped way up on our list this week. So there seems to be some new interest out there. The paperback edition of Mark Herndon's The High Road, Memories from a Long Trip, is next. Next above that, the paperback edition of Sassy Discovers the AME Church by B.A. Johnson. And then the paperback edition of Sassy Uncovers Peter Allen's Secret. So both of those books are in our top five. Both Sassy books have made the top five this week. Congratulations, Barbara. Now, our top three are tied. We've got a tie between How to Paint an American paperback, Shipwrecked and Rescued, The City of Bangor paperback, and the hardcover edition of As We Remember, A History of the Women's Relief Corps in Beaufort, South Carolina. That's a real collector's kind of a book, so I'm not surprised to see the hardcovers definitely jumping away ahead of the sauce on that. So congratulations, everybody. That's our top 25.
All right. Yeah, and we are in the final stages towards getting a really cool book of poetry and short stories from Stephen Skibicki. It's called American Darkness, and Stephen's got the manuscript, and he's going over and making sure everything's tight for, you know, then he sends it back, and we're good to go. So keep your eyes on that newsletter. You'll hear about it. American Darkness by Stephen Skibicki.
All right. We have also signed another book this week. This is by Dave Hooker of Off the Hook Sports. He's a well-known, very popular sports writer in Tennessee, and his big thing is covering the Tennessee Vols, which he has been doing for decades. And he's doing this book on the 1998 championship season, where people like Peyton Manning, who he happens to know and can get quotes from and things like that, played. So this is Dave Hooker of OffTheHookSports.com, and he's going to look at the 1998 Tennessee Vols championship season. So we're excited about that.
Yeah, and as Stephen had mentioned earlier, he was meeting with the former mayor of Huntsville, Loretta Spencer. So what's the first of all, Huntsville is now the big Alabama's biggest city, so that's really cool. So where are you at on that? Are things signed, and is it, you know?
We made all of our agreements today, and it's looking like we'll get the manuscript and all of the pieces and stuff in about 4 weeks. Because we also met with the woman that's working with her, putting it together, and it's the same woman, Anne Marie Martin. We like to give shout-outs and credit to people here on the show who helped put together Dick Farrer Jr.'s book, which is The Rise and Fall of a Construction Giant, about the construction company his father and some people founded in Fayetteville, Tennessee, turned into a major company, scandals, a plane crash, federal indictments, you name it, it's got it. And Anne-Marie Martin worked on that, too. So this is our second time getting to work with Anne-Marie, and we're looking forward to that.
All right. Listeners, you know the drill. If you've missed an episode or you want to replay a favorite episode or you're new to the show and you want to hear what we're all about, we've got an archive. Chock full of, as I said, almost 150 episodes, and here's how you can find those various archives.
Find your favorite show in the Voice of Indy archives on YouTube at Fresh Ink Group, StephenGees.com, BeamWeeks.com, FreshInkGroup.com, and on Spotify. And now, you can listen on iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, and TuneIn. Just search the Voice of Indy, all one word.
And we're actually on a lot of other places that I didn't know about until I was doing a search for some things. And I was like, oh, hey, we're over there, too. So that's kind of cool. So hopefully we'll pick up new listeners.
How many countries did you find live listeners in?
Oh, I can't even tell you the number. It's 40 something?
It was 46.
46, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I had it tattooed on my chest.
You have to get it changed when we pick up a few more.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so before we introduce today's guest, why don't we listen to her commercial, Daddy Yo-Yo and the Legendary Marvel Tournament.
All righty.
When Aaliyah and Kehlani go from having fun to tussling, Big Mama puts it to rest, as fighting and bullying are plain wrong. Later, Big Daddy tells the girls about the photo of a man on the mantle. His name is Daddy Yo-Yo, he says, telling the girls about his late grandfather, who watched out for all the children in his neighborhood. Daddy Yo-Yo and the Legendary Marble Tournament is about a group of boys having fun until Evil Eye Bucket Smith tries bullying his smaller rival, young Chucky Fry. Daddy Yo-Yo won't stand for it. He knows that looking out for kids also means teaching about pride, self-worth, and caring for others. From Fresh Ink Group and author educator Janice D. Tony, the illustrated full-colored chapter book, Daddy Yo-Yo and the Legendary Marble Tournament is out now. Grab and share your copy in hardcover, softcover, or all ebook formats. Find out who the real winners are as we all learn the wisdom of Daddy Yo-Yo.
All right, today's guest is Janice D. Tony. She was born in Huntsville, Alabama, and grew up in the Madison County area. She attended Alabama A&M University, where she earned both a Bachelor of Science and Master's degree in elementary education. Dr. Tony has taught in the Limestone and Madison County school systems and acquired an administrative endorsement from the University of Alabama. She earned her doctorate in organizational leadership with a concentration in human resources from Nova Southeastern University. Dr. Tony has always helped students reach their full potential, often saying, take it to another level. She is family-oriented, spending as much time as she can with her husband, often traveling together. Besides writing, she likes to shop and dine out. She is active with her church and the Epsilon Gamma Omega chapter of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority. Janice Tony still lives in the Huntsville, Alabama area.
Welcome to
the show, Janice.
Well, thank you, and hello.
Good to have you here.
Yeah,
glad to be here.
Now, apparently, Janice, you're not very popular because we only have 10 callers waiting. So rather than jumping right into our questions, why don't we just start taking some calls, Beam, and we'll see what they ask, and then we just cross some of ours off.
Okay. Now, listeners on the phones here, here's what I'm going to do. Since you're all calling from the 256 area code, well, most of you are, I'm going to call out the last four digits of your phone number. So hopefully you know that. So you know who I'm going to, because there's no way for me to go specifically to your phone, but I'm going to, the first one I'm going to go to is, the last four digits of the phone number is 0721. Phone 0721. You're on the air. Where you? Well, we know where you're calling from. What's your name?
Hi, caller.
Hello, caller. Telephone number 0721. That's your last four digits. Hello.
Hello.
Going once.
Come back and try it again.
Going twice. All right, moving on. See, that's the thing, because Janice and I were talking off the air about with these modern phones, you don't memorize your own phone number. So there's some people that don't know their own phone number. We ran into that a few weeks ago. All right, the next
one. A little
one,
bit of luck, they're holding their phone in their hand right now.
Can look. Okay, so this call is going to be the last four digits are 6084. Hello, caller. You are on the air. What's your name? 6084.
Hi, Tanisha.
Hi. What's your name?
Tanisha.
Hi, Tanisha. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Do you have a question or a comment for Janice?
I do have a question. I know that we had your previous print that you guys were referring to earlier. Is this print that's going out now, is there any difference in this print?
Good question.
Okay, yes, it is. And hello, Tanisha. And thank you for getting on. Yes, I've added a new character. The title is different, and I've added more to the actual content of the book to bring the characters even more into reality and not just characters on a page, but you can actually see and visualize and see what's happening as you read the book. It's like you're putting yourself there with everything that's going on.
Quite a bit of difference, actually, and it's been got a fully new edit and everything. There's probably almost half the artwork is new in it, and the existing artwork has been modified. So it's a similar look and a similar story, but there is quite a bit new about it.
Okay.
I also added questions at the end for, you know, that teacher part of me came out, you know, to evaluate the kids and what they actually absorbed. So there are questions there with the answers. And two of them are open discussion questions. So you can, you know, sit down and do one-on-one talking with your child or a small group just to find out if they've been bullied or, you know, and what happened. So you can be on alert, you know, and address that and how to handle it and find out what did they do or didn't do.
Okay. That's going to be good.
Thank you.
And Kanisha, thanks for helping spread the word about the book.
Yeah.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah.
Glad to do it.
And we're glad you called in. Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right. So the next number is going to be the last four digits of this one is 1648, 1648. You're on the air. What's your name? Hello, caller.
Beecher Blue.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi.
Yeah, do you have a question or a comment for Janice Tony?
I'm just looking forward to reading her book.
Okay, Janice, you want to take that?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Deidre. Deidre has been one of my go-to friends for the book. She's been there, and when things were rocky or when things were good, I would share everything with her. So she's been one of my cheerleaders to keep me up and keep me going. So I really, really appreciate her getting on tonight because she's seeing the good, the bad, and the ugly side of me going through the transitions with the book. And I really appreciate her being on here as one of my supporters. Thank you so much, Deidre.
It's great to give credit like that because we don't do this by ourselves. We always have somebody who's encouraging, helping, giving feedback, whatever. And, you know, this is a very important role. So we're glad to see that somebody's called in and give you a chance to give some credit.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what do you like about the book? Caller?
She hasn't read the book yet.
I have not read the book.
I only know parts of the book from what Jan has shared with me. And it seems like it'll be a very good book to start teaching young adolescents about bullying. And so because there's so much of that going on in the world today, especially in the schools, and a lot of parents may not quite be aware that their child is being bullied until it's too late. So I think that it's a good book to get, and as Ms. Tony said earlier, to share with their children to make them aware of the different signs of bullying and what to do if they get in a situation of being bullied.
Yeah, all right. Yeah,
definitely. Well, we hope that you help spread the word out there and tell people about this book and make sure people help discover it.
I certainly will.
Yeah, great.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
You're quite welcome.
All right. We are going to move down here. There's a whole lot of calls stacked up here. So the next one is going to be the last four digits of your phone number is 5896. 5896, you're on the air. What's your name? Hello, caller. Last four digits, 5896. Hello.
Well, maybe a good time to play a commercial and then
go back
and check that caller again.
All right. We're going to go ahead and go to a commercial then. Right there.
Now on Kindle Vella, Charlie Flint awakens from a deep sleep and finds himself alone on a tropical beach surrounded by a palm tree jungle and exotic animals. He cannot remember who he is or anything about his life. First, he must find food and build shelter and protect himself from hidden dangers. As his memory gradually returns, it reveals what a very flawed person he is. A man who made too many mistakes, made too many enemies. The implications of the truth are staggering. How did Charlie get there? And will he save himself? Paradise My Prison is the riveting new suspense thriller from retired Hollywood scriptwriter George Dismukes. Published by Fresh Ink Group, Paradise My Prison is on Kindle Vella with three free episodes. Paradise My Prison by George Dismukes.
All right, and that is available right now. Get over to Amazon, Kindle Vella, and check that out. Somebody's got a chirping smoke detector that needs a battery change. Just keep that in mind. I hear it in the background somewhere.
It's not at this end.
All right. So we are going to go to the next one. Is going to be a show favorite here. Is this going to be Dr. Helen? Dr. Helen, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing well.
Hi, Dr. Helen.
Hi.
How about you? How are you doing?
I have the same questions
for
writers. Which is like, what got you started? How young were you? And what is your writing process? I'm very interested to know.
Okay.
Well, the writing, believe it or not, growing up, my mom instilled in us that we had our own small little library at the house. And so reading was always a part of our lives, my three brothers and myself. And just love to read. Well, first it started off that we had no other choice but to spend an hour a day reading. And that was her way of getting us to have a love for reading. And then, you know, she did the hook on us, so we got hooked on it. And by me being the youngest in the family, I continued the reading. But as far as writing, I did not have an interest in writing books. At all. It was something that came along during the time I was teaching. I worked with, and I had my second graders and fifth graders that I did reading with them. And in the process of reading with them, I started looking at the books, the contents of the books, the layout of the books, because they were all a part of the Accelerator Reader program, which we call AR Reading. And I start looking at the books, and what really drew me was the fact that a lot of the books were Newbery and Caldecott award-winning books. And I'm looking at some of the books. Well, you know, we all have our opinions on books. And it's like, that book won an award? Really? So I was starting to be drawn into that. And I'm like, how? And then I start comparing the books. I did what they call a cut and paste and comparing the books from Newbery to Caldecott and what was different, what did they do, their technique, their process. And I've always been somewhat of a organizer. So I start laying out theirs to look at theirs, and I said, I could do this. And then when I created reading programs, as an incentive to keep my students involved in wanting to read, because we all know that the more you read, the better you become, not only as a writer, but you increase your knowledge level and your reading skill ability increases as well. And so I created this program called Read for a Bike, and where the students had to read books, and most of the books they started off, I had second graders to come in that was pre-primers reading levels. And then I had those that were like third grade reading levels, third and fourth grade reading levels. And I got into, it said dangle a carrot in their face. Well, I dangled a carrot in their faces, and they loved reading. I said every time they would read, they had to make at least 80 points, a score, on the test for the book. Mm-hmm. And those points would add up, and they would get, and when they get 25 points, then I would go out. I spent a lot of money, but it paid off, and they would get a $10 gift card to Barnes & Noble for Books A Million to go out and purchase a book to add to their library at home. Wow. And then, you know, I had students to get up to $200 in gift cards.
Wow. But they were proud of those books, too.
Yes, and it caught on so well that I started coming up with different learning modalities for the students to keep their involvement in the books, keep excitement going, reading on the green, where we take the little carpet rugs and we go outside, and I bought sunglasses and they would read outside up on the trees, lightning bug reading where they would cut off all the lights. We cut off all the lights in the classroom, and they would read in the little reading lamps lit up different colors. So, and they would, sometimes they would blink when they were going to change to another color. So that's why I came up with lightning bug reading. So just different simple things to keep them enhanced into their reading, to want to love to become a good reader. And it worked out, because at the end of the year, taking the Alabama reading assessments, my students always scored above everybody else. And my pre-primer readers, when they left my classroom after the 9 months, they were reading on second, third, and fourth grade reading levels. And then we had to
be... You're so proud of your students. But what about yourself? When did you start writing?
Well, I did not. Well, that encouraged me. And when I looked at the books, and I said, well, I can do this. And, you know, I started praying to the Lord and said, Lord, you know, I know I can do this. Help me do this. And finally, one day he heard my prayer as I was leaving school.
Wow.
And he gave me the word to this story. And I remember driving down Moores Mill Road, turning by this White House, and that's where it hit me. I don't remember driving home on the dangerous highways and going around all these deep curves. And when I got home, I always kept a recorder in my bathroom. And I pushed the button, and I let it all go on to that recorder. And I don't remember it. Getting home, it's just the White House, and the Lord gave me the words to Daddy Yo-Yo, and I stuck by it, and he has opened doors, many doors. I was able to meet Gary, you know, First Ink Group, which has been a blessing, and going from there, I had a bad experience from the beginning, and I was determined I was not going to pick it back up. And there again, the Lord appeared to tell me, yeah, you are. And here we are. So with that being said, yes. And there are other books in the series. This is a series, so this is just the first of the series. How many, I don't know. It's just whatever the Lord tells me to do, tells me to stop, I'm going to stop. But I don't see that in the forecast, so.
Very inspiring. Right. Thank you.
All right.
Well, thanks
welcome.
For calling in, Dr. Holland. Always
okay,
good
guys.
To hear from you.
Yeah.
We will put you on hold, and you can keep listening.
All right.
Okay.
So you want to play another commercial, Beam, and take some more calls?
Sure.
A Grand Epic Saga by Robert McKenzie. The Chair series spans centuries, touching the lives of 22 generations of related mothers and daughters, their stories witnessed by a simple pine chair. Resolute, strong, loving, and fiercely protective, these women must strive to pass their values to new generations in a world of racism and sexism, politics, scandal, fashion, even the rise and dominance of baseball. They live in privilege and poverty with faith and despair, relishing every moment of love, even as they suffer abiding grief. Volume 1, Lightning, Thunder, and Glory, spans the 1600s through World War I. while Volume 2, Faith, Hope, and Love, follows these women's descendants into modern times and beyond. In Volume 3, 7, 8, and 9, the chair flashes back to pre-Civil War America, featuring a woman from the Second Mayflower, her daughter, the black market Irish lace importer, and a Canadian World War I fighter pilot. A blend of history and philosophy told through satire and parody, the story of the chair could be found in some old trunk in any dusty old attic, but Mackenzie breathes it alive with riveting tales that span the real and the imagined. Proudly published by Fresh Ink Group, the Chair series by Robert Mackenzie is available worldwide in jacketed hardcover, softcover, and all ebook editions.
All right. We are talking with Janice D. Toney, and we have a comment over here on Twitter from Verwayne Greenhoe. Going back to a couple callers ago, he says, we all need cheerleaders. It's hard to do this alone. It really is, and it's it comes in handy having social media and all that good stuff. But we definitely need people backing us up and helping us through this because it's a difficult process. Robert Willis Croft is out there as well listening. He says Jill and I are just lurking this evening. It's been a long day. All right, well it's good to have you lurking. So. Welcome.
All right,
let's take some
calls, man.
Okay, so this next call is from a different area code, and this one I believe is the Memphis, Tennessee area. Definitely Tennessee. Welcome to the show. What's your name? Hello, caller.
Why don't you give them the last four digits because they might live
somewhere
outside.
The last four digits are all right. Your last four digits are 4306. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, there you are.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello, Monica Clay.
Hi, Monica.
Hi, Monica.
Hello, how are y'all?
Doing well. Do you have a question or a comment for Janice Toney?
Oh, I just have a comment. I just look forward to reading her book and especially reading it to my son and just really just enjoying it. But I want to say congratulations on a job well done and another book. So that's all I pretty much have. I haven't read it yet, but I look forward to it.
All right.
Thank you, Monica. Thank you so
You're
much.
You're welcome.
And you can read it to, and you can also read it to the one that's on his way that's in the pocket.
There you go.
She's
oh,
on
yeah,
her
yeah.
way.
I can definitely, oh, yeah, I can definitely read it to my soon to be daughter that's coming soon. Yes, I can.
Yes.
Now, I've heard of reading stories in vitro. I don't know about showing illustrations. That would be another step.
Oh, if we start showing illustrations, boy, the world would be changing fast.
Yeah.
Thank you, Monica.
Yeah, thanks for calling
Thank
in.
Thank y'all.
Thanks for calling, Monica.
You're welcome. Have
All
a
right.
good one.
All right. So we're going to go back to the Huntsville area. The last four digits of this phone number is 7675. 7675, you're on the air. What's your name? Hello. I hear movement. Hello.
Hello.
I'm here.
Hey.
Okay, what's your name?
I'm Dr. Anthony Toney. I'm the other inspirer of the book. So
welcome to the show.
I'm on to see what's going on, what's happening, and make sure she says the right things and things of that nature.
Ah, has she said the right things so far?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
I've been enjoying some of the comments that have come in as well.
All right.
Well, thank you.
So when she's working on something like this, is she sharing it with you, or is she just, that's more of her thing and you don't see it much until it's done? Dr. Toney?
Hold on. Let me see.
I'm still here.
Ah. Yeah, I was just asking, when she's working on a book like this, is she showing you progress throughout, or is that something that's more her thing and you get to see it when she's done?
It's mostly her thing. And yeah. I see it when it's done, and I get the opportunity to comment on certain things. We had some discussions that were got kind of nifty when I would say certain things. You said, no, I want it this way. Okay. So I get the opportunity to read it and go over it and speak with her about it.
Oh, cool.
Right.
Well, if you play your cards right, maybe she'll give you an autographed copy.
Yeah.
Teammate. But I'm a number one supporter.
As it should be.
All right. Yeah.
Great.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for calling in and showing some of that support tonight.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so moving down to this next caller here. This one is Huntsville as well. The last four digits are 7452. 7452, you're on the air. What's your name?
Good evening, everyone. Hi, guys. How are y'all doing? This is D.A. Johnson from Huntsville.
Hi, Barbara. Welcome
all
to
right,
the show.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi. Hey. I'm doing well. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you. This is my other cheerleader.
Yes,
thank
you. Jen and I go way back to like high school.
Wow.
Cool.
Yes.
I'm really happy she's accomplished this. This is something she's been wanting to do for a long time. And Jen has been one of those people where when she gets an idea, she digs in and she just won't let it go until it's done. So I knew it was going to happen for her. It's taken a minute, but you've gotten it done. So congratulations.
Well, thank you. I've inherited a couple of gray strands on top of it.
That comes with the territory.
Those are badges, just badges. Wear them proudly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So thank you so
much. Well, I do have one question for you.
Sure.
So as you started your writing, and I heard the process of the coming up with the idea or being shown the vision. So what's your process for writing?
Well, mine is a little bit, on the crazy side, I would say.
Fresh ink group.
So when I write, I am, it's like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning when things hit me. So I try to keep a little notebook beside me. And then a lot of the things I go back and reminisce as to what happened during the day. So I'm influenced by things that happen with students, just people in general, listening to the news as to what's going on there, the good, bad, and the ugly of that. And just going back, reminiscing over my childhood days, over stories that my husband and his family has shared with me of things that happened during their childhood days and other people. So all of those things I'm able to pull together and start writing. And, the little funny things that happen and it's so strange because when something hit me, I have to write it out right then and there or I forget it. You said, well, I won't forget that, but that's not true. And the next morning, it's like, what did I say? So I kept a notebook there. So it was just, parts of phrases and things like that to spark my memories when I would sit down and start putting Daddy Yo-Yo together. So that's how that's my organization. That's how I organize things.
Okay, sounds good. By any chance? Yes.
I'm sorry.
And this question is one that's going to be reflective of G. By any chance did you use an outline?
Me? No. I went completely raw. This is the first I've heard of an outline. So I went completely raw.
Well, there are some writers who use an outline before putting it together, and there are some people who do seat-of-the-pants writing. And
that's me.
You're seat-of-the-pants. Okay.
That's me.
It's yeah. called being fluid with the writing.
Oh, okay. See, I'm learning new stuff. I don't have all those techniques down. This is terminology that I'm picking up on now.
That's what I call it, is being fluid.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, it's good. It's good. I have little notepads of sheets all over the place. I have to go through and pick up and like, okay, I remember this, but this goes with this, this can go with that. So, you know, it's like mm-hmm. a puzzle that you're putting together. So, yeah.
Okay, right. Well, thanks for taking my questions, and congratulations again. I know you're going to do well. Good to talk with you guys. You take care now.
Thank
you. All right,
thanks.
And Barbara.
Barbara,
stick around long enough to hear the next commercial. You might learn about some new books.
Yeah. All right.
Speaking of which, you want to roll some commercials and come back, take some more calls?
Sure.
Hi, I'm Mary Margaret Fanson. My grandmother, Big Mama, calls me Sassy. I've been a member of the African Methodist Episcopal Church all my life. I never knew why everyone was so proud to be AME. Then I met Gerald in Children's Church. He thinks he knows everything about being AME. I have to learn a lot more just to show him. B.A. Johnson has been writing a series of books about me, my brother, and my friends, with lots of colorful drawings. We also explore bullying, friendship, inclusion, death, grief, forgiveness, and more. Sassy Discovers the AME Church is about me learning about our church and something terrible that happened in Charleston. The second book, Sassy Uncovers Peter Allen's Secret, is about discovering the story of our church's founder's family and one hero in particular. These and more Sassy books are published by Fresh Ink Group in laminated hardcover, softcover, and all ebook formats available worldwide. Come on, join me and discover why I can say I'm proud to be AME.
Nice.
As we remember, documents the remarkable story of a Women's Relief Corps chapter in Beaufort, South Carolina. The WRC is a national organization established as an official auxiliary to the Grand Army of the Republic in 1883. A Women's Relief Corps post has existed in the city of Beaufort in various forms since 1892. While much of the record of the early Beaufort Corps was passed through the esteemed oral history tradition, in 2019, members commissioned a study to ensure their story would be documented in print form and told for many generations to come. That story centers African American women as lead agents of change and co-creators of the patriotic spirit, an important theme given that historically, the national WRC was primarily white-led. And in southern localities like Beaufort, completely segregated. Beyond documenting the members' experiences, this story is compelling in the larger context of our nation contending with changing notions of its national identity and definitions of patriotism. Written and compiled by Najma Thomas, PhD, and proudly published by Fresh Ink Group, this fascinating history is available in all ebook formats, or grab your keepsake edition in full color softcover or laminate hardcover, or listen to the audiobook narrated by the author. As We Remember, a history of the Women's Relief Corps in Beaufort, South Carolina.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So we've got some calls?
Yeah, we've got a few more. So we're going to go over to this next one. The last four digits of your phone number is 0217. 0217, you are on the air. What's your name? Hello, caller. Hello.
Hello.
That's you, 0217. Yeah, we can hear you. What's your name?
Oh, it's Renita.
Hi, Renita.
Hi, Renita. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I'm Dan's niece.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello, Renita.
I just want to say congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Is this a project you've been hearing about for a while, or are you just learning about this now?
You asking me?
Yeah.
No, I just heard about it.
Okay.
She just heard about this one, but she didn't know that I had published it.
Yeah.
She knew about the old one. Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
Okay.
So do you know some kids who would like a story like this?
Say it again.
Do you know some kids who would like a story like this?
It probably is. I mean, I might know some children. I have some nieces.
All right. Well, make sure you help spread the word.
I will do
it. When you get your copy, show it to people and get them excited about it so that they'll tell their friends as well.
Yeah.
I will.
Thank you, Renita. Renita's daughter, she performs on Broadway in New York.
Oh, wow. Fantastic.
Yeah. Yes.
Can she get us tickets?
I don't have one yet.
I bet she's been asked that before.
So, yeah. But she's doing very well on Broadway.
Good.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for calling in, Renita. And we love to hear the congratulations to Janice because she's put a lot of work into this and she should be proud of this.
All right. And you all have a good night.
All right.
You
thanks.
Too. All right. So the next call is the last four digits of your phone number is 2178, 2178. You are on the air. What is your name?
My name is Khadija.
Hi, Khadija. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I have a question for Ms. Janice Toney, Dr. Janice Toney.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Who inspired Daddy Yo-Yo? For you.
That was inspired by my grandfather, my mother's father, the look, everything, that was him. He worked for the city of Huntsville, and his thing was to go neat every day for the job that he was employed to do. He worked as a sanitation worker on the truck, and he always had his starch khaki pants, his shirt and his suspenders with his full beard. And even when he would see kids, he was always telling them stories and giving them words of wisdom. And he was the one that the people in the neighborhood could depend on him to watch the kids. So any fights or anything wrong that was going on, that he was always there to protect the kids in the neighborhood. So he was like, he served as our policeman. So we had our own personal custom policeman. For the kids, and he taught them how to play softball, football, I mean, church, and he would even watch the kids, like I said, on Sunday morning after church. But everybody had to be on their doorstep at their house before the traffic lights, the street lights would come on. So, yes. And I hear my great niece facing.
Well, thanks for the call,
Khadija.
And
where's the eighth street? I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Yeah, okay. I thought you were done. Go ahead.
Where are the age groups for the book?
Where's the what?
The age groups
the
for the book?
The age group. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have actually did a test run with my second graders, and there are some tier two words there that you have to explain to them, but from second grade all the way up through high school, because I've used some parts of to talk to high school students about bullying and the things that are going on, and I've used the characters to talk to them about it because, you know, that draws their attention, looking at the characters. And they think it's cool for Eva I to have a unibrow and a question mark on his shirt with his worms on his head. They can relate to that because it's up-to-date dress, which they wear. So, and then you can even use it with kindergartners and preschoolers, first graders. So it's just all in how you present it and what you're using with the younger ones. I use the pictures to talk to them about bullying. So really, and it would go from there, even in adult groups, you can use the book to talk. So it's just how you do the presenting of the book as to the topic of bullying and who you're talking to, because you would change the different language genre of talking to adult versus a younger kid or middle school or high school.
Yeah, and there's a big shift, too, between thinking about bullying in terms of this could happen to you and your friends versus, you know, an older person who's seeing bullying among the younger people, what can you do about this and to help others as well? So as they grow and get more mature, they can start seeing the book in new light, in new ways of how to deal with this, not just as it affects them, but as it affects the whole community too.
Exactly. And, you know, intimidation is one of the key words for bullying. And, you know, a lot of our retirees, our elderly, you know, they're being intimidated by bullies.
Yes.
So,
absolutely.
It's a call.
Thank you.
Board. You're welcome, sweetie.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we actually have two more callers, so we're going to go to the next one. This is going to be the last four digits of this phone number is 6385. 6385, you are on the air. What's your name?
My name is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Deborah.
Hey, what?
Hello, Deb. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine.
This is my
I'd like
ride
to say congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, she knows all about Daddy Yo-Yo. This is my ride or die. She's been with me through every step.
Yeah, because if Dan doesn't sleep, Deb doesn't sleep.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, let me add to that. Sometimes her publisher doesn't sleep either. Her publisher tends to work late at night, and Janice tends to have ideas at about 7 in the morning.
Yes, yes. See, my mind constantly is running. The sleep part of it, you know, I have sleep apnea because I, you know, it hits me. It's like, oh, yeah, I can do this. I don't know where to stop. And she's there to say, okay, this is it.
Well, that's the mind of a writer.
Yeah.
It never stops.
It's the good and the bad. Okay.
So, caller, what's the best part about this book?
The best part?
Yeah.
It's just her describing the characters.
Okay.
It's like you know them.
Archetypes, people who are familiar. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what it takes to get the kids who are reading it to identify with them. They got to feel real.
Yeah.
Or everything about the story will feel fake.
And I want to add to that, in talking to one of my other nephews from Austin, Texas, when I sent him the cover of the book, the cover page, and he said, you know, Auntie Jay, I can relate to these characters because they look so real. They're not animated.
Mm-hmm.
They look so real, like real people. He said, and I love that. That's the first thing I noticed. And then with all the color, because I love color anyway, everything has to be in color. He said, but they're so real, they look like real people. So good job to the illustrators. Kudos.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for calling in,
Deb. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
And we have one more caller here, and the last four digits of this number is 5554. 5554, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hello, my name is Raven.
Hi, Raven.
Hi, Raven.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, yes.
Hello,
yes,
this is the Raven that's on Broadway.
Hey, Jan.
Hello, sweetie.
Hi.
All right.
This is the Broadway Raven, huh?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
We're not going to ask for tickets. Don't worry.
Oh, no, I got y'all. I got the hookup.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Good.
Definitely.
I need tickets for the summer. Okay.
Yeah.
So do you have a question?
I wanted to say,
Question, comment?
I have a comment. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm Jan. I just wanted to say I love you so much. I am proud of you and your book. And I'm honestly excited to get it and read it as well from just listening to the multiple callers talking about the book and stuff. I kind of want to read it and just like being an actor and hearing about the characters and like how the story is told. I'm excited.
It would be great if one day this ends up on Broadway. Never know. Come on, Lord.
Definitely.
Never know.
Yes. Right.
Yeah, I probably still
Thank
bring
you.
Good tickets.
Thank you, Raven. Thank you
so
much.
You're welcome.
And Raven,
of course.
Once you read it and become familiar with it, you'll start thinking of some young people you could share it with.
Definitely.
Yeah.
She probably can share it with some of her people that she is on Broadway with. You know, Billings comes in different, you know, formats.
Yeah,
that's
true.
So,
right. All right. Well, thanks
for calling.
Okay. Thank you, Ray.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
So we're past the caller's beam?
That's it.
There's
too many calls still
me.
Sitting here.
Yeah. Okay. The 5896. She just texted me. She said, "Dan, I'm on. I missed it. I couldn't get on."
Okay. 5896. I can pick that up. Hold on here.
Okay.
Let's go to.
But she's still on.
This one, right? She's still here. Hi, 5896. You're on the air. What's your name?
Good evening. My name is Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
Known Jan for several years. We've been friends for a long time. In fact, I was on the journey with her in the first book. Jan, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm so glad that you stayed with the concept of bullying. It prompted so many facets, and there's not really an age limit on it. That's what I like about it the most. Even working for a large corporation and dealing with bullying in the workplace and the workforce, it seems to be a leading force now, not only in schools, but also in the workforce. So the concept I love, you can just relate to it. We were sharing over the weekend the characters, just my husband and I, and also with you guys talking about the characters and how we can relate to them growing up, you know, with the marbles and the different scenarios there. So I just thank you for what you're doing. I wish you the best. You know I love you, and keep doing what
you do. Okay. Thank you so much, Sandra. Thank you so much. I appreciate
Absolutely.
You and Al's support.
Thank you so much, Sandra.
That means a lot. Thank you.
Awesome.
And
Always.
And Bean.
Uh-huh.
And Bean, there's one more she just said. She said, please, I want to say my little bit before you get off. That's the 0721 number. She said her phone was stuck.
Okay, I do have it, so we will go over to this one then. Hello, 0721, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hello, my name is Chris. Thank you for routing back to me.
Hi, Chris.
Okay.
Cordless older phone, and it was just so staticky, and I guess you guys wasn't hearing me when I was trying to speak.
Okay.
So I, too,
you have a question, comment?
A question and a comment. I, too, like several of the other callers, very familiar with the basic concept of the book, and I'm looking very much forward to reading this updated and more spectacular version and also spreading the word, you know, about the subject concept, about bullying, and just encouraging children to read. And the concept, to me, also can be adapted to adults, like what you just said a moment ago about older people reading it and seeing it differently. If they read it when they were younger and then as they got older, they read it again, and it just kind of, I guess, feels a little bit different. But even with the first read, I think that it could still apply to adults because there's intimidation and bullying within adults, not just adults seeing it with children.
Indeed.
So
very true.
Yes, but as someone else mentioned, when they asked her about her reading, her writing concept, that was actually one of my questions. I was going to ask her, does she usually try to develop the plot more first, or does she work more on the characters more first? But from what she said, it's like she pretty much writes from her heart and not from an outline. So
yes.
I'm not sure how that process goes, but that was one of my curiosities. You develop the plot more first, characters.
I keep hearing about this outline. I'm not sure if I can follow this outline because I do. I write from the heart first.
Right.
So BJ will have to fill me in on that outline stuff, Gary. But
yeah,
I happen
to have a how-to ebook on outlining, so we'll talk.
Okay. I'm not going to guarantee I'll be able to follow it because I write from the heart. But okay, try anything though. Never say no. Thank you, Chris, so much for hanging in there and holding on and to get in to share your comments and ask your questions. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks for calling. Okay. So we passed the callers?
That is it.
Okay. We've gone well past our hour. This was a very productive chance to talk to a lot of the fans who are out there. Janice, do you have any advice for other authors out there in our audience?
I would say you're going to run into obstacles. You're going to run into the good, the bad, and the ugly with people and their comments. You have to look past those things. You know, don't wear your feelings on your shoulders. And you know what you want. And as long as you stay focused on what you want and don't let others pull you down, if this is meant for you to do, you're going to do it. You know, the Lord has a way of pulling you there. I know. I was riding in the boat and tipped over. So don't give up on your story of what you want to share with the world. Stay on it. Somewhere through all of it, you're going to find the right combination with the right people to do what you need to do. And then those people will sit back and they'll probably say, I can write a book. Well, you know, it's easy to say it, but to get down into the trenches and do what you need to do, that's a total different story. And that's where the commitment comes in. So you have to be truly committed and to doing it.
Well said.
Yeah. So, Janice, how can potential readers and fans find you? Are you on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, website?
Well, you know, up until Daddy Yo-Yo, I was not a techie, you know, to have all those social media. But I do have my web page coming up. It's in the works. And they can reach me on my email or my cell, but they can reach me on my email, and I do respond back. Or will respond back to them until I can get my web page up and running. It's in the making as we speak.
You want to tell us that email?
My email is Aaliyah81498, and Aaliyah is spelled with two A's, Aaliyah, and then the numbers 81498@bellsouth.net. See, I still have the old bellsouth.net. That's how, you know, old school I am.
Listeners, you can also, we've got a contact form on freshinkgroup.com. You can go over there and if you have questions or comments for our guests. And you can also use the email info@freshinkgroup.com, and we can forward that to Janice. So keep that in mind.
All right.
Thanks, you guys.
So, our guest has been Janice D. Toney. The book is The Daddy Yo-Yo and the Legendary Marvel Tournament. It is in pre-sale now, and it will be released on June 16th. So get out there, get your copy ordered. Next week, we're going to have George Dismukes. He's the author of Paradise My Prison, which is in Vela, Amazon Kindle Vela right now. Get over there and start following that so you can receive the chapters and keep up with the story. And who we got after that?
After that, we've got Kyler Merrill. Don't know a whole lot about Kyler, but we are going to find out in 2 weeks. And after that?
And we've got Najma Thomas, EDD. She is the author of As We Remember, which is about the Women's Relief Corps of Beaufort, South Carolina.
And after that, we've got Macy Lewis, another one we don't know a whole lot about. But I did catch some of her interview with the Carters, and, you know, this is going to be a pretty cool thing because we do this stuff back and forth between the Carters and this show, and Robin Joan Carter. And she was sent to us through them, and we appreciate that. So we're getting a whole new crop of different authors for guests. And after that, we've got another one that we don't know a whole lot about. And who is that?
Alicia Butcher Earhart. I have never talked to her, but I went and checked out some of her books this week, and she's got a bunch of material out there, and it all looks pretty intriguing to me. So I'm looking forward to meeting Alicia Butcher Earhart and introducing her to our audience.
Yeah, and after Alicia, we have an old friend of the show, C.S. Boyack. He's got a new book out, and he's always a good time, always a fun chat. So we're looking forward to having him on the show in a few weeks' time.
All right. So, again, our guest today was Janice D. Toney, and the book is Daddy Yo-Yo and the Legendary Marble Tournament. It's a chapter book that's illustrated for children of all ages. And get out there, get your copy ordered. June 16th is the release date. Thanks for being on the show, Janice.
Yeah, thank you, Janice.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much.
And hopefully we sold some copies.
Okay.
Now, audience, be sure to spread the word, and a special thanks again to all of our callers tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, please get
you
those
up
guys
in force.
Yes, thank you.
All right.
Spread the word so they can get them.
We're going to play our last two commercials here on the way out, and we'll see everybody next week.
Next week.
In the wake of September 11th, a man who grew up with his mother in Eastern European brothels comes to New York City searching for an adventure, identity, and home. The USA has other plans for him, though. It'll give him what he wants for a price. A series of imposed quests drives our beleaguered hero through America's dark heart, from New York to Boston to a Walmart on the outskirts of Atlanta, where he finds and spreads damnation and salvation while working the night shift. Published worldwide by Fresh Ink Group, grab your copy of Andrew McGregor's How to Paint an American in jacketed hardcover, softcover, and all ebook formats. How to Paint an American.
Submariner. 30 years of hijinks and keeping the fleet afloat. Jerry Pate's semi-autobiographical collection of 60 stories recounts his 30 years in and around the U.S. Navy submarine fleet, ranging from lighthearted to wrenching. All are poignant inside looks at naval operations rarely seen by outsiders. Topics include the real story behind the shuttle Challenger tragedy, risking his own life underwater, discovering a Soviet spy living across the street, surviving when an engine ignites, critical missions, and the everyday lives of men and women of the fleet. Compiled by author Robert G. Williscroft and proudly published by Fresh Ink Group. Submariner is available worldwide in hardcover, softcover, and all ebook formats. Dive into Submariner for hijinks and breathtaking adventure with this poignant memoir by a true American hero.
It's Wednesday, so you're hearing the very best authors, artists, and musicians. That's right, you're listening to The Voice of Indie.
You've been a part of Voice of Indie, a production of Fresh Ink Group. Spread the word, support our guests, then find us at freshinkgroup.com and be sure to hashtag Fresh Ink Group.